नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 Chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, Text 27. Sukham asyattamano rupam sarveho paratistanu. मनसं स्पर्शजान् दृष्ट्वा भोगान् स्वप्स्यामि संविशान्। सुखम् अस्यात्मनो रूपम् सर्वेहो परतिस्तनु। मनसं स्पर्शजान् दृष्ट्वा भोगान् स्वाप्स्यामि संविशान्। Mataji, please. Sukham. Happiness. Asya, of him. Atmana, of the living entity. Rupam, the natural position. Sarva, all. Iha, material activities. Uparati, completely stopping. Tanu, the medium of its manifestation. Mana samsparsajan, produced from demands for sense gratification. Drishtva, after seeing. Bhogan, sense enjoyment. Swapsyami, I'm sitting silently, thinking deeply about these material activities. Samvisan, entering into such activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The actual form of life for the living entities is one of spiritual happiness, which is real happiness. This happiness can be achieved only when one stops all materialistic activities. Material sense enjoyment is simply imagination. Therefore, considering this subject matter, I have ceased from all material activities and am lying here, lying down here. Purport. The difference between the philosophy of the Mayavadis and that of the Vaishnavas is explained herein. Both the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas know that in materialistic activities there is no happiness. The Mayavadi philosophers, therefore, adhering to the slogan Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, want to refrain from false materialistic activities. They want to stop all activities and merge in the Supreme Brahman. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, however, if one simply ceases from materialistic activity, one cannot remain inactive for very long. And therefore, everyone should engage himself in spiritual activities, which will solve the problem of suffering in this material world. It is said, therefore, that although the Mayavadi philosophers strive to refrain from materialistic activities and merge in Brahman, and although they may actually merge in the Brahman existence, for want of activity they fall down again into materialistic activity. Aruhya krichena param padam tata patanti adaha. Thus the so-called renouncer, unable to remain in meditation upon Brahman, returns to materialistic activities by opening hospitals and schools and so on. Therefore, simply cultivating knowledge that materialistic activities cannot give one happiness and that one should consequently cease from such activities is insufficient. One should cease from materialistic activities and take up spiritual activities, then the solution to the problem will be achieved. Spiritual activities are activities performed according to the order of Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. If one does whatever Krishna says, his activities are not material. For example, when Arjuna fought in response to the order of Krishna, his activities were not material. Fighting for sense gratification is a materialistic activity. But fighting by the order of Krishna is spiritual. By spiritual activities, one becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, and then enjoy blissful life eternally. Here in the material world, everything is but a mental concoction that will never give us real happiness. The practical solution, therefore, is to cease from materialistic activities and engage in spiritual activities. Yagyartat karmano anyatra loko ayam karma bandhanaha. If one works for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord, Yajna or Vishnu, one is liberated. One is in liberated life. If one fails to do so, however, he remains in a life of bondage. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milita Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Hatha Eva Santa. Only a Krishna conscious person is actually peaceful. We can see in this pastime, this Avadhut Brahmana is really peaceful. And it's also explaining what's going on, why he's so happy and fatty and, you know, self-realized. He's revealing to Prahlad Maharaj. And he's explaining why he's opted out, why he's not participating in this rat race. Krishna talks about this hard struggle for existence, material existence in the Bhagavad Gita as well. Krishna says that Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha Manasastani Indriyani Prakritistani Karshati. Krishna says that Mamai Amsa, we are Krishna's part and parcel. But we have come to this material world and we have acquired this material body. The body is made of senses. And Krishna explained, Manasastani Indriyani. So we're struggling in this material nature with the senses headed by the mind. Manasastani Indriyani, Krishna explains. So everybody is struggling so hard in the material existence. We often hear that people say, oh, I have no time, you know, for spirituality or meditation. Because everybody is busy paying bills. But this is actually illusion that we have to work so hard, otherwise, you know, there's no security. This is actually a very deep illusion. Jesus Christ had a similar conversation with his followers in terms of insecurity. He actually showed one of his disciples, just see this bird. You know, how happy and well-fed and protected he is, you know. He doesn't work, doesn't have a bank balance. And Jesus Christ also pointed to this lily, the flower in the field, and said, look, this lily is decorated better than the king, Solomon. So don't be afraid that if you're going to serve Krishna or serve God, that you're going to be neglected. So Christ was imparting similar wisdom to his disciple. And Prabhupada gives this example of Sridhar Swami, the great commentator of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sridhar Swami, actually he wanted to take sannyas and leave home. But he found out from his wife that she's pregnant. So Sridhar Swami thought, you know, it's not very nice that I leave home now. So at least let me wait till the child is born, you know, let me take care of her. And then after the child is born, then I can leave home and take sannyas and serve Krishna completely. And then after the child was born, Sridhar Swami was thinking, you know, how can I leave now? The baby is so small, you know, it's like this is the time that my wife and this baby really need my help, you know. As he was thinking like this, there was this little lizard on the ground. It was very teeny, just very, very small. And he was lying there and in front of him, one fly came. And immediately the lizard like stretched his sticky tongue and ate the fly. So Sridhar Swami immediately had this realization that just see, you know, I'm thinking that I'm the controller, I need to provide and support. But according to Krishna's arrangement, you know, nobody goes starving. Everybody is protected. Everybody is allotted their quota to be happy in this life. So immediately he left home and took sannyas. Growing up, we also heard this story. It's not, I don't know what's the source. Don't ask me for the source, but it's a very nice example of how every time Lord Shiva would go somewhere, and then one day Parvati was suspicious, his wife was suspicious, so she asked him, like, where are you going, you know, all the time? And Shiva explained, oh, you know, I'm actually going to have meeting with all the demigods under the instruction of Krishna, that we want to make sure that every living entity is taken care of. So we all get together and we make sure this. And Parvati was still not happy with this. So she was still suspicious. So she thought, I will actually pick up one ant and hide him in this little box, little container, and keep him there. And let's see, after the meeting, if they actually, the demigods, actually figured out there was no food for this ant. Let me see that. So she hid this ant, and then Lord Shiva came back from the meeting, and she said, so you had the meeting? He said, yes. Everybody is okay, everybody is taken care of, everybody is well fed. He said, yes, everything is okay. She said, that's not true, you forgot to feed one ant. Lord Shiva said, no, everybody is well fed, everybody is okay. She said, I can prove to you. So she opened this little container, and this ant was eating on one grain of rice. She was actually surprised, because in Vedic tradition, they put this sindoor on the parting here on the forehead, and they're supposed to put one rice there also. At least few grains of rice you're supposed to put there. So when she was hiding the ant, one of them has fallen into the box. So she was embarrassed, and you know, she was amazed how this universal affair under Krishna's management is so perfect. But it's illusion, it's maya that makes us think that, you know, that I'm going to starve, I'm going to be like neglected like this. Prabhupada would also give this example in his own style. Prabhupada would often say that example of an ass. Prabhupada said there's so much grass everywhere, but a donkey is thinking, if I don't carry this big load for the washerman, then I'm going to be very hungry. So he works really hard. At the end of the day, the washerman just gives him the same grass that's actually available everywhere. So Prabhupada would explain how all these business people, especially when Prabhupada came to America, he was really amazed. Because for 1 year, Prabhupada said he studied the American culture so he can present Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would ride subways and trains and buses, you know, studying what people are up to. Prabhupada was really amazed, you know, how fast is America and how hard people are working. And Prabhupada would make a comment that, you know, at the end of the day, they're just eating two pieces of toast, Sura Prabhu's favorite, and a cup of tea. So hard working, with so many diseases and anxieties. At the end of the day, you can only eat. Like, one time the wife of the Prime Minister of Philippines was exposed. The country was starving, people were so poor. But when they did a raid, they came for inspection, and they found this lady had 9,000 pairs of shoes in her closet. I mean, how is anybody, it's bewildering, how could anybody use 9,000 pairs of shoes in your life? This is common in India as well, not to pick on Philippines. But it's just, you know, how much space can you occupy, and how much can you eat, and how much can you wear? But it's just illusion. And Prabhupada is writing in the translation and purport how Prabhupada is saying material sense enjoyment is simply an imagination. I mean, you have to be like a special being to be able to speak like this. Because we are running after this material life and Prabhupada is just shattering this illusion, saying it's just imagination. One time there were so many people in India like rushing to touch Prabhupada's feet, and the disciples were amazed to see, you know, how powerful Prabhupada, and Prabhupada explained to them. Prabhupada said, people are rushing to touch my feet because I have no sex desire. I mean, to make such a statement, you have to be like a very special personality. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, it's mentioned how there are three kinds of perfected beings. One is called Sadhana Siddha, that you can become perfect by doing sadhana bhakti, devotional service under rules and regulations. And there is also this mercy, this you can actually become perfect through the mercy of the Vaishnavas and spiritual master. That's called Kripa Siddha. Or if you're an eternally liberated soul coming from the spiritual world, just to tell us about Krishna consciousness, then such personalities are called Nitya Siddha, the eternally liberated. So Prabhupada is one of such liberated personalities. And he's in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, because we can see how this Avadhut Brahmana is just lying there preaching Krishna consciousness. But Prahlad Maharaj, at 5 years old, he prayed, I want to be active in the city, busy cities and where people are very active. I want to spread Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada was in similar mood as Prahlad Maharaj. So Prabhupada can say like this, that material sense enjoyment is simply an imagination. But we have to work for it to be able to realize, to actually have a realization of this statement. Even great personalities were bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency. I was listening how Prabhupada is explaining this pastime of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Bilwa Mangal Thakur was a very exalted personality in his last life. But in this life as Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he was actually very attached to this prostitute, Chintamani, and he was so addicted to her. And he would do anything and everything to have her association, so much so even she was amazed. One day was like hellish, you know, thunderstorm and rain, and his father passed away and the door was locked. Somehow or other, Bilwa Mangal Thakur came and knocked the door of Chintamani, and Chintamani was surprised, said, only if you had so much enthusiasm and devotion for Krishna, then you will become a pure devotee. It's actually Bilwa Mangal Thakur's guru speaking through this prostitute. Later on, when he wrote a book, I think it was Krishna Karanamrita, he actually offered obeisances to this guru in the form of prostitute. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur heard these words of his spiritual master coming through this prostitute, and he left home, he left his village, he wanted to go to Vrindavan to attain perfection, to do bhajan. But then on the way again he was attracted to another woman on the way. So he was so disgusted, he said, these eyes are causing me so much trouble, these senses are causing me so much disturbance. So he used a pin to just pluck his eyes out. And apparently he lived for like 700 years and all life writing poems, and personally Krishna would come and feed him every day. And Prabhupada would often quote this example of Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya was also a very exalted personality. He was studying in the Gurukul. But then to, you know, debate on behalf of a spiritual master, he went to this court of this local king. But then the king and the queen adopted him and kept him there. And the neighboring kings found out this little kid is in charge now. So they wanted to fight and take over the kingdom. So he was so busy fighting and organizing and worrying about money, he forgot all about Krishna. But then his spiritual master sent one of his dear disciples to go and remind Yamunacharya once again of this spiritual treasure that is forgotten about. And then this disciple and Yamunacharya, they had a meeting, and the godbrother of Yamunacharya said, "You know what, our spiritual master has left this very valuable treasure for you, but you cannot come with anyone, just you and me, we will go and collect it." And Yamunacharya was so busy fighting, he needed all the funds he could get. So he left his kingdom and went with his godbrother, and the godbrother was reading to him every day one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And then when they came to the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, again Yamunacharya remembered, "Oh my God, how peaceful my life was. How happy I was serving my spiritual master, sleeping on the ground and studying the books and chanting the names of Vishnu." So he started crying, and once again he went back to his devotional life and started writing so many beautiful poems glorifying Balaji. He was actually a great devotee of Balaji. He was actually praying to Balaji that, "I don't even want any special position. Let me be one of the steps, just like when you come to the temple. There's so many steps." Yamunacharya was writing in one of his poems, "Let me be just one of those steps where the Vaishnavas would actually stand on me and offer obeisances to you, Balaji," like this he was praying. There's so many examples of, you know, how Maya is so strong that we cannot just simply say, "Oh, it's just an imagination, let me just get on with my spiritual life." It's going to take some work. We have to do devotional service mixed with the mercy of the spiritual master. I was listening, Prabhupada was talking about Bhaktivinod Thakur. And Prabhupada said, on special occasions like the birthdays of the Vaishnava Acharyas, we can actually directly pray to them. Otherwise, we cannot directly approach them. We have to go through our spiritual master and his spiritual master like this. But on the appearance days and disappearance days, we can approach them and beg for mercy. And Prabhupada quoted this verse, "Acharya Upasanam," by serving the Acharya, "Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasadan Nagati Kutopi," by pleasing the Acharya, by pleasing the spiritual master, then by their mercy we can actually attain perfection. "Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayati Girim Yat Kripa Tadaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam." By the mercy of the Acharyas and spiritual master, even a blind can count stars, a lame can cross mountains, a dumb can become an eloquent speaker. So this is a very important point to understand. Of course, this Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Iti sodasakam nam nam kali kalmasa nasanam. Narada Muni explains, "Nata paratora paya sarva vedeshi drishyati." Even after going through all the Vedic scriptures, sarva vedeshu, you cannot find anything greater than this Hare Krishna mantra. Iti sodasakam nam nam, these 16 syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. This can actually protect from these evil effects of Kali Yuga, Narada Muni explains. So this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the process, but This material energy is actually very strong and very attractive, especially the senior devotees. They can tell us, they've seen it all, how when a new devotee comes, you know, we are like happy and sad at the same time. We are happy that they're here, but we are sad that all the things they have to go through, they're not careful in devotional practices. So Prabhupada is explaining in the purport how that, you know, just by refraining from material activities, we cannot last. Many times we try to do that. It's like the example is given. If you're banging your head against the wall, and you're having like big bumps, and somebody tells you like, don't bang your head against the wall, take it easy, and then you stop. But then you should have positive engagement for the head, because the head can be positively engaged. Similarly, we are suffering, trying to enjoy the senses in the material existence, but then we come to some spiritual realization and then we think, oh, I shouldn't enjoy my senses, but then we wouldn't engage in devotional service either. So that won't last. That's what Prabhupada is explaining the whole purport. There has to be positive engagement. Prabhupada is quoting how the Mayavadis are very fond of saying, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, that material existence is illusory and the only reality is spiritual existence. But then because they don't know who's Krishna and how to positively engage in Krishna, pleasing Krishna's senses, they fall down again in materialistic activities like opening schools and hospitals, doing mundane charity work. It's like Nirantar Prabhu has this, when he sends emails, he has this signature at the end. He says, Krishna Satya Jagan Mithya. That's the actually Vaishnava understanding, that Krishna is the reality and Krishna's service is the reality. And the Goswamis have given us these five kinds of devotional service, very potent, chanting the holy names of Krishna with attention as much as possible, living in a holy place, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, association with devotees, worshipping the deities, and so many other important ones like observing Ekadasi, worshipping Tulasi Devi, so many things. And especially Prabhupada wanted us to be busy spreading Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wanted us to distribute Krishna consciousness profusely, as much as possible. He really wanted this. Every lecture, every time Prabhupada said the same thing again and again, distribute my books. Actually, the good news is for the month of August, New Dwaraka is actually number one in the whole world in book distribution. Harivo! That's amazing. Vijay Prabhu actually sent an email glorifying and explaining various causes what made New Dwaraka successful, but I was thinking he should have mentioned Sovas Prabhu first. Because it's because of him that he's pushing us and we're like instruments trying to distribute, but he's at heart, he's completely a book distributor and he's always meditating how to distribute books. So these are all potent devotional practices that will actually give us our desired results. Namely, we can resist Maya and we can chant Hare Krishna. Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains. Just by practicing Krishna consciousness, everything is taken care of. I know it can be a struggle in the beginning, till we develop some taste. But Krishna also appreciates that struggle. Just like if somebody struggled for you, how pleased you would feel if somebody is going out of the way to do something for you, which they really don't want to do and it's hard for them to do, you'll be very pleased. Similarly, it's not easy for us to control the senses and chant Hare Krishna, but if we did it, that's also yajna, that's also a process of sacrifice for this age of Kali. and Krishna is really pleased. And by receiving the mercy of the Vaishnavas and Krishna, we can actually attain a love of Godhead, like Prabhupada explained, ends the purport saying that if one works for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord, Yajna or Vishnu, one is liberated, one is in liberated life. Prabhupada is not even saying you have to wait for liberation. Just by serving Vishnu, you're already in a liberated position. If one fails to do so, however, he remains in a life of bondage. So we're given this in a silver platter, so it's up to us now to take advantage or throw it away. Any questions or comments or discussion? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.